I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 24th. Well, the Quincy City Council has voted to delete the pay raises that were approved for the mayor, city councilors, and elected officials 2 years ago. At the last council meeting of the season this week, councilors voted to delete the increases and reset the salaries back to where they were before the previous council approved the increases. That means councilors' pay will revert back to just over $29,000 from the over $44,000, and the mayor's salary will remain at $150,000 after he deferred the pay raise after it was approved 2 years ago. Some city councilors also deferred their raises or donated them to charities. Council President Ann Mahoney says the money that was approved for the raises will revert back to the general fund. Mahoney says the issue of pay raises will be brought up again in the fall with a more transparent process. Meantime, officials are still waiting to see if a ballot petition initiative to set the mayor's salary at $183,000 and allow for 2% annual raises for elected officials will appear on the next city election ballot. The Quincy City Council is hopeful that safeguards are now in place to prevent the theft of city funds, like those of convicted former Elder Services Director Tom Clasby. Council this week heard from city officials who said Clasby manipulated the rules to steal at least $136,000 and possibly as much as $329,000 over a 10-year period. Treasurer Molly Smith said safeguards and checks and balances are in place to track cash and checks to ensure they're not being stolen or misappropriated. Some councilors felt that more robust written policy should be in place at the city level to prevent fraud and to protect employees from retribution if they report that fraud. Two local men were each sentenced to up to 30 years in prison for a deadly 2023 shooting in Dorchester. 23-year-old Deshaun Crowder of Quincy and 21-year-old Tyrese Robinson of Randolph pleaded guilty to the charges in the early hours of December 30th, 2023. 41-year-old Curtis Effie of Boston was shot to death on Geneva Avenue. The following day, Crowder and Robinson were arrested. A third person, 32-year-old Patrick Harland of Boston, also faces charges. Investigators said Harland got into a verbal altercation with Effie before communicating with Crowder, whom he said was coming to the location with a gun. A physical fight ensued after Crowder and Robinson arrived, with Harland allegedly pulling a knife on Effie. Crowder and Robinson then pulled out guns and opened fire in Effie's direction. Prosecutors said a 10-year-old boy and 11-year-old girl were also in the crowd nearby. Authorities said Crowder and Robinson fled the scene together in a car, and both were arrested the next day. Harland, who fled on foot, was arrested in March of 2024. Yesterday in Suffolk Superior Court, a judge sentenced Crowder and Robinson each to 18 to 20 years in prison for manslaughter and another 7 to 10 years for charges of armed assault with intent to murder. A sentence of 4 to 5 years for the gun charge is to be served concurrently with the manslaughter sentence. Harland is set to go on trial on August 10th. Well, Quincy College has celebrated its first ever surgical technology pinning ceremony. Graduates of the program celebrated their success during a ceremony that marked an important milestone for themselves and the college. The surgical tech program includes rigorous coursework and hands-on clinical training for students to develop the skills they need to excel in the operating room. The college says all the graduates of the new program have secured employment in the field. Graduates of the program are now eligible to sit for their national certification exam by the National Board of Surgical Technology and Surgical Assisting. The Quincy Veterans Services Office has been recognized by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for its outstanding support and services to veterans and their families. The award states that the Quincy Veterans Office exceeds expectations to ensure that veterans receive the benefits they deserve. Quincy Veterans Services Officer Christine Cugini and Assistant Mike Sullivan recently received the honor. Massachusetts voters will not have the opportunity to repeal the state's three-decade ban on rent control on November's ballot. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the initiative petition seeking to impose statewide rent control impermissibly relates to religion and religious institutions, which are among the matters the state constitution sets as out of bounds from the initiative petition process. Attorney General Andrea Campbell's summary of the petition states that it would not apply to units operated for educational, religious, or nonprofit purposes. The plaintiffs claimed the petition should be disqualified because religion is a factor in the application of the law, citing a legal precedent that is key to the court's ruling. Campbell had certified the question for the ballot using a process that she has called stupid and said needs to be revamped. Her office had argued that the petition was just a rent control matter. As a result of legal challenges like the one to the rent control initiative and advisory opinions requested by the Senate, the Supreme Court has had an active hand in shaping the November ballot. The court has swatted away legal challenges and ruled that petitions that would undo the 2016 legalization of recreational marijuana and switch the state to a single all-party primary election structure can continue their journeys to go before voters on November 4th. Justices sided with plaintiffs in another challenge, ruling that a question to cut the state income tax rate could not stay on the ballot as a result of Campbell's faulty summary of the measure. A proposal to overhaul how legislative stipends are dished out and tie them to internal procedural benchmarks was scuttled after the Supreme Court said in an advisory opinion requested by the Senate that that measure crossed a constitutional line. In what has become an annual occurrence, Governor Healey filing a $7.7 billion interim budget on Monday to ensure the state can pay its bills next month in case lawmakers don't wrap up an annual budget by July 1st. In a letter to lawmakers, Healey urged the legislature to pass her plan by Friday. The new fiscal year starts next Wednesday, and the governor's proposal will give a six-person conference committee more time to negotiate a final budget if they need it. The interim budget contains spending authorizations to meet necessary obligations through July 31st and extends capital accounts that would otherwise expire on June 30th. It also allows for local aid payments to be delivered to any city and town, regional school district, or independent agricultural and technical that's experiencing an emergency cash shortfall. Healey signed the fiscal 2026 budget unusually early last year on July 4th, the same day that President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. In 2024, Healey signed the annual budget on July 29th, and she signed it on August 9th in 2023. Once the latest budget is finalized, Healey will have 10 days to review it before taking action, making it likely the governor's signature will land once fiscal 2027 is underway. The House passed its fiscal 27 budget on April 29th, followed by the Senate on May 21st. Budget negotiators had their first meeting on June 3rd. Congratulations going out to Squantum Elementary School first grade student Brian O'Connor, who was recently honored at the Massachusetts State House for his entry in the Massachusetts School Building Authority's 17th annual My Ideal School contest. The contest, sponsored by State Treasurer Deb Goldberg and the MSBA, invites first grade students from across the Commonwealth to share what makes their ideal school. Brian was just one of 10 students statewide selected for recognition. Brian attended the ceremony with his family and first grade teacher, Ms. Jaharian. In his submission, he wrote about Squantum School as a place that has taught him, quote, to never give up. A trust based in Philadelphia is celebrating a big win in Massachusetts. The Braintree Plumbers Trust of Philadelphia has claimed a $4 million grand prize from the state lottery's Fabulous Fortune instant ticket game. The trust, represented by trustee Robert Sirifice, chose to receive the winnings as a one-time lump sum payment of $2.6 million before taxes. The winning ticket was purchased at Red Apple Market on Quincy Avenue in Braintree. As part of the prize, the store will receive a $40,000 bonus for selling the lucky ticket. Lottery officials say there's still one more $4 million grand prize remaining in the Fabulous Fortune game. Players are encouraged to check their tickets and monitor remaining prizes as top winnings continue to be claimed. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 45 points. The NASDAQ dropped 579. The S&P fell 107. Asian stocks mixed following a sell-off in big technology stocks from Asia to Wall Street. The dollar was up. The euro was down. Oil at $75 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rockies in Colorado 5-2. That'll wrap up the series at 3:10 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny, high of 82 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight and a low around 60. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high of 84. Some isolated thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 82. And Saturday, scattered showers, high 80. For the boater, waves about a foot, a northwest wind at 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 7:59 a.m. and 8:20 p.m. Sunrise, 5:08, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 24th.